Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
We welcome Barty Scott to the program. Barty from Insider, we appreciate your time today.
Thanks for having me.
Barty, I wanted to ask, you wrote a great article at Insider about how boomers might be showing the way for younger generations. One of your colleagues wrote the story about a chance to make high interest rates work for them. Explain it a little bit, because I know like a couple years ago there was the acronym TINA, there is no alternative besides stocks. That certainly isn't the case these days, is it?
That's right, yeah. So what this piece is all about that one of the reporters on my team, Court Gaines, wrote is about, we all know that high interest rates can be terrible for a lot of reasons. A lot of us are experiencing this right now. If you're trying to take out a mortgage, or if you have credit card debt, or if you have car loans. But there is one upside, which is that you could get a higher return on U.S. Treasury bonds right now.
Exactly. And for many folks, they're kind of used to this theory of, as they get a little closer to retirement or in retirement, you invest in safer options like treasuries. And for years and years, it kind of was money. It just wasn't really growing all that much. So now boomers who are retiring, and if they follow that plan, they're reaping the benefits at this point, right?
That's right. Yeah, I think of treasury bonds as kind of the investment that like your parents or your grandparents, if you're smart and you're lucky, they might buy that when you're a kid and just kind of let it sit for the whole lifetime of the bond because they had like a fairly low return, but were stable. And if you let them sit for a long time, then you might have something. But with the interest rates the way they are now, you can get a much better return. And it's this idea that younger generations can get in on the treasury bond, too, for a good return right now.
Yeah. And so this is where I find this story and this piece interesting, because every other person I talk to seems to say, yes, but if you're young, 5% is great. But if you're in your 20s, 30s or 40s, you got this long ramp. Make sure you're still heavily in equities because your rate of return based on historical average can be way higher. Is it about finding a middle ground, Marty?
Exactly. Yeah. I don't want to give too detailed investment advice,
right.
But I think what you're saying is exactly right. It's a good mix of the two. And we're simply pointing out that treasury bonds are still safe, but they're not as low return as maybe they have been in the past. And even though you still might want to invest some of your money in the stock market, you may not want to put it all in there because it's a more volatile investment. So why not diversify a bit?
That's a great point you bring up. And as we often try and triage the money, if we're lucky enough to have that emergency fund built up, and maybe you've got your 401ks, which if you're young is probably very heavy equities, maybe it's that in-between money that you want to keep safe. That's certainly an option there. Do we have any sense? I mean, I know the Fed has paused for the second month in a row of interest rate hikes. There's still some people that think they will raise it maybe once or twice again. Either way, are we at a plateau? Is maybe some of the advice, not that you're giving, but economists are telling other people, is that maybe now might be the time to strike with treasury bonds?
Yeah, that's right. The analyst reports that we've seen say this is a plateau. They expect treasury rates to go down even by the end of the year. Maybe to like 4.25, 4.75, somewhere in there. So right now is a good time to get in based on these, you know, analyst projections.
Right, because if you're making 5% now, that's certainly higher than inflation is right now. That wasn't the case last year. But when you start getting down to 3, 4, 2.5%, yes, that's still earning, but then you're at about the pace of inflation. You're simply keeping your head above water. And Marty, I'm sure you know, but I often tell people, treasury bonds seems like this really hard, heavy thing to do, and like, how do I invest in that? TreasuryDirect.gov, everyone can do it. We're all entitled to buy them. It's a fairly easy process to get your hands on some bonds or some treasury bills.
That's right. I think some people might think it's not as exciting or, you know, as investing in the stock market, but that's okay. If you can get this good return and it's easy to do, why not?
Amen to that. Barty Scott, we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for hopping on the show with us, okay?
Thanks for having me.